Botswana is among 49 countries that signed a pledge to shift away from coal, though the country did not commit to end issuing new coal licenses. Instead, the government says it intends to fully utilize its more than 200 billion tons of untapped coal reserves using clean technology. In his State of the Nation address Monday, President Mokgweetsi Masisi said there are a number of state-supported projects underway.
Murupule coal mine, Motheo open pit, and a coal washing plant project aimed at expanding coal production by 1 million tons per year is progressing well. The first washed coal from the project is expected by October 2022. There is also progress at the Minergy coal project at Medea. The construction and commissioning of the coal processing plant is expected to reach full production during the first half of 2022.
Environmentalists regard coal as the largest single contributor to climate change, but President Masisi says Botswana is committed to resolving the problem by turning to cleaner energy sources.
In an effort to continue reducing the effects of climate change, government is rolling out the biogas technology program. This program aims to deliver small-scale digester plants to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 1,650,000 tons of carbon dioxide by 2023.
Speaking after the COP26 summit held in Glasgow, Botswana's Minister of Environment, Natural Resources and Tourism, Phil Dakereng, said the country needs financial resources to ensure the use of clean technology to mitigate against climate change.
A lot of funding is targeted for countries that are called least developing countries. And this excludes Botswana because we are not among countries considered to be least developing. We are considered middle-income, developing countries, and we are expecting that the negotiations will actually address this issue so that no African developing countries, you know, will be left behind. We see here a need for African countries and developing countries as a whole to actually fight for inclusion, you know, into accessing climate change funding by fighting together, agreeing and coming together to become a strong voice in advocating for access to climate change funding.
Some of the world's biggest coal-dependent countries such as US, China, Russia, India and Australia did not announce a target date for ending the use of the fossil fuel. Wire reports China plans to build over 200 gigawatts of new coal power. Supporters of clean coal like the World Coal Association say that millions of people around the world depend on coal as a reliable and resilient source of energy. The global energy research firm Embers says that coal today provides nearly 34% of the world's electricity, but others say the technologies for cleaning coal, including those that capture and store carbon dioxide emissions, are expensive and not as clean or effective as wind, solar or water power. Critics say that power plants driven by coal pollute streams and land with wastewater containing poisonous elements like arsenic, selenium and lead. Yet, for Botswana, its plentiful supply of the fossil fuel offers a way for the country to diversify its economy away from its traditional reliance on other products, including diamonds. And for policymakers, coal could remain an important energy source, at least until newer technologies become more affordable. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.